one survivor of sexual violence, whom we shall refer to as Mary to protect her privacy, fled to the UN-run protection of civilians camp in Juba when a new wave of fighting broke out in 2016. Mary says one day, while returning from the market, a man in a military uniform attacked and raped her. She says the unidentified man impregnated her and she gave birth to a baby.
It was at 16.
In 2016, during the war time, we got out of the POC to go to market in Juba town to buy some food items. And on our return back to POC, we found very many men in uniform just behind the fence of the POC, and they all came and raped us. I managed to see one of the men. He was putting on a military uniform and they had guns. The people who helped us were the UN people who stayed up. And when they started coming down, that is when the men who raped us ran away.
Mary's story is just one example of many sexual assault cases of South Sudanese women and girls during fighting which continue today. During the conflicts in 2013 and 2016, men in uniform subjected women, girls, and even other men to rape, sexual slavery, sexual molestation, and other forms of torture by using their weapons or death threats, according to the UN. Mary says her life was forever changed as a result of the sexual assault. She says she still suffers from a urinary tract infection that has never responded to medication 6 years after being raped.
I got pregnant and sick from the day I was raped. I have been feeling my bones paining since 2016 up to now. My body has not been normal again. Yes, there is a child and sickness.
Mary says the child born as a result of the rape has caused stress between herself and her husband.
He does not like the child. Even if the child plays with the other kids, he beats the child and says, "Dejena haram," meaning the child is a bastard. He also buys things and does not buy the child, but he gives the other children. I am still having pain inside my heart, although I have managed to let go of some of the past. It's still deep down. I still have some issues that I have not let out.
Mary says she and other rape survivors are demanding justice.
We are not happy. What will make us happy is only when we get our rights from the court. And what will make me happy is when that person who raped me comes out to apologize to me. And for him to accept that he did what he did, then I will be able to forgive him. But for now, I am not. That is when I will be happy and forgive him.
Survivors of conflict-related sexual violence demanded justice for the crimes committed against them. At a Juba panel discussion on Wednesday, held by the Center for Inclusive Governance, Peace and Justice, ahead of International Day for the Elimination of Sexual Violence, observed annually on June 19th. During the event, survivors, women and men, along with rights activists, presented their accounts of brutal assaults between 2013 and 2016. Panel participant Marina Gutei said that this was an opportune time to understand the impact of sexual violence in conflict. Gutei says it's important to fix the harm done through reparations and medical assistance.
Through our study, our research, we discovered there are very vast unmet needs of physical harm that has still not been met. So, for instance, HIV as a result of rape, fistula repair, but also so many other health issues associated with the violations. And for the mothers, sometimes it is difficult to accept them.
The Center for Inclusive Governance, Peace and Justice has been pushing for a holistic concept of reparations that supports survivors. Speaking on behalf of the survivors, whom we shall not identify, to protect his privacy, said truth and healing are critical for reconciliation.
Conflict-related sexual violence should be prioritized and investigated separately from others. The role of culture, norm, and discrimination against women should be questioned within the context of investigating sexual violence.
The United Nations Commission on Human Rights in South Sudan released a report in March revealing what it called hellish existence for women and girls, with rampant rape perpetrated by all armed groups. The report describes women who were impregnated as a consequence of rape and warns that in many cases, survivors contracted sexually transmitted illness, including HIV. The UN report said, following a rape and pregnancy, women are often abandoned by their husbands and families, leaving them impoverished. The UN Commission urges South Sudanese authorities to take the required actions to end sexual assault against women and girls, including addressing impunity and the root causes of war and instability. For VOA News, I am Sheila Pony in Juba.